My uncle was a he was a physician, a surgeon actually, and in the 70s he had invented a way to suture the kidney so that it's when they started doing successful kidney transplants. So he's just really intelligent guy. He's a really fine chess player too, just super smart. Eventually he really started to kind of he started to kind of lose it, and this is about that. Tito's Field. Before Tito June began to ramble about the latest gorgeous prophecy, crackling in his Walkman, swatting at the swift flies no one else could see, this man, my uncle, was a genius. They paid him to figure out a way to suture kidneys shut when there was none. Then he'd go home to wreak his 5-foot-nothing havoc on his sons and wife. And because the five horsemen and their fairy counterparts were quick to trample out my Tito's last few lingering flint sparks of logic, my auntie, in the end, stormed out of their house with their sons, the same way reason must have stormed out of my uncle's brain. But for one summer, everyone and everything kept their tenuous residence long enough for me to shoot guns in a field that belonged to my raving uncle somewhere in the middle of Louisiana. Tito June explained each weapon's caliber and range. He even knew the physics of every echoed blam. My aim was terrible. I was just a Jersey kid, drunk on the triple jump 20 gauge cuss and rumble of a shotgun, thrumming its way out of that 17-acre field in a hurry. When he told me to knock one fat grackle off the lowest branch of a bare catalpa about 40 feet from where we stood, I surprised myself when I hit the bird and saw the body drop, still fluttering. Tito June pulled a 22 off his hip, walked up to the final full twitch that remained of the bird, and sent a slug through its gut. When he picked it up and held it by one toe, dangling it like an iridescent planet, I knew he'd packed that one away with all the other critters in his freezer. Maybe some of you are thinking I should thank him. My genius Tito June, who cackled loud when he pulled the trigger, cackled loud when he didn't. Yet, for all his quirky brilliance, for all his ravishing lunacy and universe be damned bravado, I don't envy him his dreams. Their gun blast echoes rippling through the field of his mind, littered, tangled, overgrown, where every day he stands gaping, about to pronounce some twisted epistle or botched psalm on the verge of a world where there is no such thing as lies, and chaos will be the only science he shall ever love.